Okay, this is the outcome of this project that we achieved. This is the V10 test. This one successfully test the mechanism of community waste with the landlord, with the urban landlord. And we can, for the government and community and some NGO, they understand about urban social land concession. And the third one that right now we still build up on this project, we keep continue and we got funding from that Australia to continue this project until 2016. And we also got funding more from the, some other country, like UK and US. UK and Canada. Yeah, this is our success. It's less than a success that we can. One is that we can build a capable of the civil society organization to understand our social system. And I don't want to read all of that, I just explained. And the second one, we can build the capacity of the government and NGO to how to proceed with the work or the process of the urban social concession for this area. And then they can do, and then they can plan properly for moving the family hour to somewhere, because in Cambodia some start of 2000, the family just relocate to new relocation site without any support from the government. They just provide land, they don't care. They do that, oh, this new Mr. A living in the plot number 10, living there, that's okay. That's it. No supporting or housing, no basic infrastructure, no nothing, just land. But right now it's become make them understanding about how to support the family, the new relocation site. This we build the initiative idea to sub-national level, provincial governor, to until the grassroots level to understand about this project. And we broadly to make everyone understand about social and concession, not only the Bangkok city. We want to broadly to understand for everyone in Cambodia. This is our challenge in this project. As I mentioned, that some family they don't join with our project because of they have land. There are 78 of them. They don't join the project, and then they also resist to this project. They form a group and then they tie back to the to against the project activity. This project actually the original idea is to work only 3 years from 2008 to 2011, but this project cannot achieve and we extend to 2 more years until 2013 because it's very complex and delayed us because the land issue is very complex. And sometimes if without the political will or without support from the governor or something, this project cannot move on. If he listened to his subordinate and to sell the land, no one can talk, and those families will be forced away to outside of the city. But the land is close to the city, which is about, let's say, 10 minutes drive motorbike, or is very close to the business center, so it's very expensive area. Without this support, we cannot move this project now, and it will also take long time. And as I mentioned earlier, the different concept of land tenure security is make this project delay also until 2012. We agree that you can live in 10 years, and then you get the offshore land title, land ownership. One thing I also want to mention that the family who occupy the land is blocked the road, so that they don't want to move because they want to negotiate to have a good location for their land or something. In Cambodia, they believe that they want to have land at a corner, which is good for business. And you will notice that in Cambodia, land at a corner most expensive than the other side. And but for a house at the middle, example, as three flat, right side house and left side house, that's okay. The price is good, but the middle one is cheaper one because it, in Chinese they believe that in the middle they rest, they cannot start a business well, and that's why people try to choose the location of the land to make sure that they can start a business in the future. Okay, that's it for my presentation, and Okuncha in Khmer, thank you in Okuncha. And this is the photo that we celebrate to finish the project in 13 June 2013, last year. Yeah. Would you have any questions?
Thanks, Carl. We'll do the questions together at the end, so if you'd like to sit there, that would be great. And we'll ask Karen Paul to come up and make his presentation, and that will lead us into lunch.